Well, Joel, I was looking about all week trying to get the lead of God where he wanted me to go. I was trying to stay over there in James and finish that book up. Really, I just couldn't get there. And this scripture kept coming to my mind. And I kept reading it every day in my daily reading. And God helped me this week through it. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. God help us this morning. We need his help and his touch. And I think this is applicable today to our hearts. In Psalm 103, the God of heaven spoke through the psalmist here to mind your hearts this morning. And he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me bless his holy name." Yeah. Brother Joel, he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, yeah, and all that is within me bless his holy name." Yeah. That word "bless" there means to kneel down. It's an act of adoration. It's to kneel down. It's to be thankful, to praise his name. Yeah. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." That's on the inner man. Yeah. That's the inner being, brother. The Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. You have to. Yeah. Brother, that's giving thanks, giving praise or glory unto God. Right. Not just with our lips. Not just by raising your hand, not just by running the aisles or whatever people think is praise, but it's on the inside, brother. It's in your heart. Yeah. It's an adoration to God. It's an adoration with your heart, with your soul, your spirit to God. Knowing that it's him. It's him or it's nothing. Right. Brother Keith, it's... he said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul." A true worship, true praise, true adoration to God is from the heart. Yes, sir. Brother Joel, it affects just outwardly. There's not too many times that God's really bubbling up my soul that I don't have some outward adoration towards him. Right. I might cry, I might praise his name, I might say amen, I might raise my hand. There's something that'll come out on the inside, on the outside, but it came from the inside. It's that inner man being in communion with God is where that comes from. And then he says, "And all that is within me." And brother, I believe this is where we fall short a lot of times. I believe it is. There's been many a time that I've sat on a church pew and said amen and agreed with everything that was said. I mean, the God of heaven speaking to my heart and saying, "Yeah, that's right." And I say amen to it. But it's got to get way past just what you're hearing. And it's got to get way past just your ears and your mouth. But we need to get down in our souls just adoration to him, just praising him. That's what we're missing in church today. That's what we're missing in church last week and the week before that. I can't see what's in your heart. I don't know, Brother Todd, what's in your heart. I mean, when you testify the grace of God, I know what's coming out. I can feel it. I can see it. I can get with it because that's God moving through you. But when you're sitting on a pew, I can't tell what's in your heart. You can raise your hand. You can say amen. But it's communion with you and God. And if we can get to the point, Brother Joel, where it's, "And bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me." Yeah. Blessing his holy name. That goes way beyond just me saying amen. Yeah. That goes way beyond just me crying a little tear, waving my hand. I thank God for that. I thank God for every time I see the people of God praising him, yeah, and worshiping him. I do. I praise God for that. But what's in our heart this morning? Brother Todd, I can say amen and be thinking about what I'm going to eat for lunch today. I can. I mean, let's just be honest. You can't. And true worship goes way beyond that. Way beyond that. Way beyond that. I got to thinking this week just to the goodness of God. Just the goodness of God. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all this within me, bless his holy name." He said, bless his holy name. In Psalm 97, verse 12, he said, rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. David said there, just be thankful to him just because he's holy.
Yeah.
Just because he's who he is. And Brother Keith, this morning we ought to be thankful to him just because who he is. We ought to just bow down at his feet and adore him. You said that this morning. There's something to that.
Yeah.
Getting down at his feet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we need to get. I think so many times we think about all the work that has to be done, and there is a work that needs to be done. But Mary and Martha, they both were doing needful things. But the one that was sitting at his feet got more from him.
Amen. Yes.
And there's a lot of things that need to be done in the house of God this morning. There's a lot of things that need to be done out in this world. But if it's between me and you, I'd just soon sit at his feet this morning.
Yes.
I just want to kneel down at his feet and I adore him.
Yes.
And give him praise this morning. Because all the rest of that thing, brother, if you can get right in your heart with him, if you can get your praise right with him, all the rest of that comes easy. It does. Brother Joel, I can struggle. I can go and do all the right things and do all the things that a man ought to do that knows God. I can read my Bible. I can pray. I can go to work and I can try to give a word here and there. But if I'm right with God and I'm praising him like I should, then it just flows, brother. It just flows from you. It's not a burden to do these things. It's not, I have to struggle. Well, I know I need to read my Bible today. Well, I know I need to read my Bible. Brother, sometimes I just ain't going to read my Bible. That's just the truth of it. There's times that I get home and, you know, you're tired. And, brother, there's been a many a time I fell asleep reading the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
That's some good sleep. There's rest and peace in that. But I don't have to be bound down to those things. If I'm loving him like I'm supposed to, then those things will come. I want to read my Bible. I want to pray like I should. He said, bless his holy name. He said, just bless him for just who he is. Praise him for just who he is. He's the one. He alone is holy. He alone is righteous. He alone is just. There ain't none of y'all that's just. There ain't none. No, I know me. And I'm not just. I'm not righteous. I'm not holy. You aren't either. You're a sinner just like I am.
Yeah.
But he is. He's holy. He's just. He's righteous. He's good. He's merciful.
Amen.
He shows his loving kindness towards me. He's compassionate to me.
Amen.
He's compassionate to you. He's faithful. Every day he's faithful.
Sure.
Every day he's faithful. He's sovereign.
Yes.
Over every bit of it, Brother Joel.
Yes.
I was worried about some things this week and I don't worry a whole lot. I don't worry a whole lot. Thank God for that. That's a blessing to my heart. There's some people that worry over everything.
Yes.
But to know that I'll serve a God that's in control over every bit of it. And that nothing can come to me without it going through him. I look at the life of Job and nothing could touch him. The Satan couldn't do a thing to him. Not anything. Outside God allowing it. And he's the same way today. It didn't change back then. It's the same way, Brother Todd. Nothing comes your way that didn't come through the hand of God. Not a thing. If I run out of gas on my way home, it was out of the hand of God.
Yeah.
I just have to look at it that way. Everything. He's in control over it all. He's sovereign. Brother, the list goes on and on. I mean, he's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. What does he say over there? He's the mighty God, Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. Just praise him for who he is.
Yeah.
I mean, never mind just think about all the things he's done for you, but thank him for just who he is.
Yeah.
Think about who he is to you.
Yeah.
He's my Savior. He's my Savior this morning, Brother Keith. I mean, the one that chose me out, I don't know why. It's nothing that I did. It's nothing that you did this morning. But God of heaven chose to save you.
Yes.
Chose to die for you, for your sins.
Yeah.
In time called you to himself. Made you want him. Brother Joel, made you want him.
Sure.
Made you want him. I didn't want him. You didn't either. You was going your own way, happy as you could be. But the God of heaven stepped in and he changed your will, changed your desires. And then he draws you to himself and he saved you by the grace of God. And then every day he just pours out blessings on you. Every day. Every day. Why? Because he loves you. We didn't do anything to deserve that. I didn't do anything to deserve that, and you didn't either. But the God of heaven chose it that way. He's sovereign over every bit of it. And he set it up that way. Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. That means they're set up, they're appointed. It's going to happen. And it will, Brother Keith. It will happen. Whatever God has set up.
In Job 23, in verse 13, he said, but he is in one mind. Who is that? That's the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. He is in one mind, and who can turn him? You ain't going to stop him. He's an almighty sovereign God. You're not going to stay his hand. It says, who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. Brother Keith, whatever God chose, whatever God set up, that's what's going to happen.
Yes.
And ain't you going to stop it, and the devil ain't going to stop it, and Biden and Obama and all the rest of them ain't going to stop it. Trump, none of them. It don't make no difference. It don't matter who it is.
Right.
You won't stop it. He's over it all. Brother Joel, I can just thank him and bless his name this morning just for who he is. In Psalm 115, verse 3, he said, but our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased.
Yes,
that's the God I serve this morning, brother. That's the God that we serve. Whatever he chose. You want to know why the earth looks the way it does? Because God set it up that way.
Yes.
God chose that it would be that way.
Yes.
The wider stars in the sky, because God set it up that way. That's what he wanted. Why are you here this morning? Because that's what he wanted.
Yeah.
Why am I teaching on this morning? Because that's what God wanted.
Yeah.
I've got to know that a sovereign and almighty God is in control of every bit of it. And he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me.
Yeah.
Bless his holy name. He said, all that's within me. Every bit of might I have, every power that I have, every little bit of strength that I have, ought to be giving praise to God with it.
Amen.
Brother, you wake up in the mornings and you just listen for a second. Get away from the traffic. Listen. Don't listen to none of that. When the sun's up, I guarantee you the birds is going to be singing. They're praising God.
Yes.
The squirrels is out there chirping in the trees. They're rattling. They're making a little racket. They're just as happy as they could be. Because why? Because God put them there.
Yes.
And what are they doing? They're giving praise back to God.
Yes.
They are. You can look at the heavens and the creations of man and the creations of God that God's done. And what does it do? It all gives glory to God.
Yes.
The only thing in his creation that don't give him glory sometimes is us.
Mm-hmm.
That's us. That's the only thing. Shame on us. Shame on me this morning for not giving him glory. What did he say over in that one place? He said that the rocks would cry. Said, if you don't praise him, the rocks is going to cry out.
Yes,
and they do this morning.
Right.
I can't hear, and you can't neither. But if I go up there to the mountains and I look at just the creation of God, they're crying out the glory of God.
Yes.
They are. The clouds in the sky are screaming out that God is a great creator.
Yes, sir.
Over everything. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul. He said it again. This should be what I do every day, each and every day. It's what we ought to do. Lifting up and praising him. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Right.
Brother Joel, that word forget, it means to ignore, to cease to care. That's what it really means. It means to cease to care about it. To just forget about it. And so many times I forget about the things of God. I sit in my living room yesterday. Nobody was there. And I just thought, Lord, what all have you done for me today? And it didn't take long, Brother Joel.
Right.
It didn't take long at all for the joy to start welling up in my soul. Just yesterday morning. I got off yesterday, tried to read, tried to study a little bit, tried to pray a little bit. Got called, went to work. I got home and opened up my Bible again. Wasn't there at work long. I'm talking about I had to get up and go to work. In the midst of trying to study, I got up and went to work. And I got home, and when I did, the Holy Ghost just flooded my soul. Just by asking one simple question, what have you done for me today? And if you'll just stop and think every once in a while and just worrying about your troubles and worrying about everything that's going on around you. Chief, I know y'all got troubles. I got troubles.
Yeah.
I know there's bills to pay. Kids are always sick. Somebody's always hurt. I understand. But if you just ever sit and just think every once in a while, just what the Lord done for me today. Not just what He did for me in times past, what has He done for me today? Brother, I woke up this morning, had lung air in my lungs, I could breathe. Had strength in my bones, I could get up.
Yes.
Brother Joel, more than anything this morning, I wanted to get up and I wanted to come to church.
Amen.
God put that desire down in my soul. And what a blessing to be able to do that.
Yes.
There's some days I don't feel like coming. There's some days this body just don't feel like it. It's tired, it's hurting, brother. You understand? There's some days you just don't feel like it. But to thank that good God of heaven that He gave me joy this morning, gave me peace in my soul.
Yes.
I didn't see when I pulled up, I didn't see not a one horse and buggy out there. I didn't see anybody had to drive a mule this morning. We all rode in a car that had air conditioning. At the least, if it didn't have air conditioning, at least it was a roof over your head. You wasn't getting wet riding down the road, right? We didn't have to walk. I mean, you just think about the blessings of God this morning.
Yeah, sure.
How good we had it. I mean, we got padded pews. I remember we didn't have that when I was growing up. But we got padded pews this morning. We got air conditioning. We got a roof over our head. We're dry.
Yeah.
We're all clothed. We got shoes on our feet. Didn't none of us, I mean, ain't not a one of us starving to death. You might not eat what you wanted this morning, but you ain't starving.
Nope.
I ain't eat a thing yet today. But it was by choice. It wasn't God didn't have food for us prepared for me. He said, forget not all your benefits.
Yeah.
That word benefits means the way He's treated you.
Yes.
That's what it means.
Yeah.
It's the way He's treating you. His dealings with us.
Yeah.
It takes the meaning of a reward that's been given to you. It's something freely given. Brother, we had to remember, first off, if you're going to count the blessings of God, you've got to remember that you didn't merit none of those blessings. You got to remember just who you are this morning.
Yeah.
Brother Todd, you got to remember that I don't deserve to wake up. What I deserve to do is to wake up in hell. That's what I deserve to do is burn in hell forever. That's what I deserve.
I know I do.
And if you'll be honest with yourself this morning, that's what you deserve.
Yes, sir, all the way.
Anything else above that is a blessing of God.
Sure.
And if you can look at it that way, you'll start counting your blessings and it'll just start filling your soul.
Yes.
Yes. What all has He done for you today, brother? What the blessings of God? In Psalm 68, verse 19, He said, blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Even the God of our salvation, Selah. He said He daily loaded us.
Yeah.
Brother, you see a truck that's loaded down, it can't hold no more.
Right.
It's full.
Yeah.
And that's the way He is every day with His blessings, Brother Aaron. He just piles it on.
Yes.
I still got a truckload from yesterday and He keeps putting it on more.
Amen.
Every day. That's the way it is.
Amen.
That's the way it is. I didn't even get the truck empty and He's already putting more on there.
Right.
He said He daily loadeth us with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
But we're forgetful of those things. We cease to care about those things. Why? Because we got cares and troubles and trials going on and we think about all the things that's bad in this life. Brother, the good well far outweighs the bad. Far outweighs the bad. I don't care how bad you got this morning. I don't know. I don't live the way y'all live. I don't know the troubles that you've got. But I can guarantee you this morning that there ain't nobody that can hear my voice this morning that God hadn't been good to. Not a one of us. Not a one of us. The sinner out in the ditch this morning, God showed mercy to. There's not a one that God hadn't been good to this morning and give us blessings. In Lamentations 3, verse 21 through 24, he said, "This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed."
Yeah.
Brother, that's what I deserve this morning. That's what you deserve. I deserve to be consumed to hellfire. But it's of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed.
Good.
Why is that? Because His compassions fail not. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I have hope in Him. I was reading through that yesterday, Brother Keith, and about near run a lap around the house. I thought to myself and what I really deserve and who I really am. And if you can get to that place, if you can see yourself like God sees you, apart from Christ, if you can see yourself like God sees you, apart from Christ. Brother, I know when He sees me, He sees the blood of Jesus Christ. I know that I'm accepted in the Beloved because Christ lives in me. Yes. The Holy Ghost is in me. I'm one of His. I understand that this morning. I understand that this morning. I understand that God the Father don't see me as a sinner anymore. Because of Christ. But apart from Christ, if you can look at the way God looks at you, and anything apart from Christ is wicked and vile and corrupt, it don't matter how good you are this morning. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter. I don't care from the greatest to the least. I'm sure there's a lot better people than me in here this morning. But I can tell you, I can promise you this morning, in the eyes of God, apart from Christ, you're wicked and vile and corrupt. And what you deserve is hell this morning. But it's of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. Because His compassions fail not. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Brother Joel, I had a song in my heart when I woke up this morning.
Amen.
I had joy down in my soul.
Amen, yes.
I slept all night with the peace of God.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because I'm at peace with God.
Yes.
And every bit of that's a blessing of God.
That's right.
Because the sinner don't have that, I can guarantee it.
Yes, sir.
I remember that struggle. I remember that bondage that you're under. I remember that heavy load that it feels like that you can't take another step. Always feeling condemned. Feeling like a worm. That's the way I felt whenever I got saved. Felt like I could have crawled under the pews. I could have crawled under this platform here.
Yeah.
The condemnation, the sin that you're under.
Yeah.
Why? But God took all that away.
Sure.
What a blessing of God, Brother Joel.
Yes,
what a blessing of God.
Lord.
I got fellowship with Him this morning. I was able to get up this morning and pray. Get down on my knees and pray this morning.
Yeah.
I can't always get down on my knees. Sometimes my knees hurt so bad or my back hurts so bad that I can't get down. But I can always pray.
That's
right. Brother Todd, I can sit in a chair and pray. I can lay in my bed and pray. I can stand in the shower and pray. I can pray anywhere. I got fellowship with Him. I've got communion with Him. What a blessing of God. We got His Word to read. What a blessing. Those early church Christians, they didn't have the New Testament. They didn't have this written down for them.
No.
They had the Old Testament. They knew some of these Psalms.
Yeah.
They rehearsed them in their mind. They knew this Scripture. But they didn't know everything that was to come. But what a blessing it is to be able to read the Word of God.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the blessings of God. What a benefit of His. He said, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits."
Yes, sir.
Brethren, this morning, His blessings are innumerable. You can't count. In Psalm 107, he said, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy."
Yep.
Brother, I'm not your God, I'm not your judge. But there ought not be months go by that you don't thank God for his saving you.
Amen.
There ought not be months go by that you can't stand in the congregation and assembly and thank God for something.
Amen.
Really, I mean, we'll be honest. I mean, we just... In verse 8, he said, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men."
Yes, sir.
And we're not doing that. If he were, he wouldn't have said it four times in this chapter. He said it four times. He said it in verse 15. He said it in verse 21. He said it in verse 31.
Mm-hmm.
"Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Well, we don't do it enough. I can tell you, I don't do it enough. So many times we overlook the little things that God does for us. We think it's a little thing. But Brother Todd, you got a desire in your heart, and the God of heaven chose to give you your desire. How is that a little thing? Who am I? Who am I this morning? Who are you this morning? That the God of heaven would even care about us. Who are we? But that the God of heaven, sometimes I don't even have to ask him, Brother Todd. Sometimes I don't even have to ask him. I just got to want it in my heart. There be a desire. And God to give it to you. What a blessing. What a blessing that God would show you kindness. That God would show me kindness. But we can pray. We can ask God for things. What a blessing this morning.
Yeah.
What a benefit of God.
Yeah.
Just like your children could ask from you and you give them whatever you could. Just like my children could come to me and ask for whatever.
Yeah.
And I'll try to give it to them. So much more, God of heaven. That's got it all, Brother Todd.
Right.
He's got it all.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills.
Yeah.
And he owns the hill that they're on. Says he's rich in mercy. He's got it all, Brother Keith. Whatever you need this morning, he's got it.
Yes.
And we got direct access to that.
Yes.
Got direct access anytime.
Yes.
Day or night. Morning, noon, or night. He don't sleep. He don't slumber. We got direct access to him. What a benefit.
Yeah.
What a blessing. Thank God for that.
Yes, sir.
Brethren, we're short on praise this morning. We're short on praise. I'm not fussing at you. I'm not. I'm just reading the Scripture. Just reading the Scripture and telling you what God's put in my heart. I'm short on praise.
Mm-hmm.
I'm short on praise this morning. Like I said this morning, I can't see what's in your heart. I can't. But we need to get back to praising Him with all that's within us. The everything. Just be thankful unto Him. And he said in verse 3, "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities." Never mind all the other benefits.
Amen.
He said, "He forgiveth all thine iniquities."
Yeah. Oh.
Forgiveth all thine iniquities.
Yeah.
The word forgiveth means to pardon, to spare, to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Chief, I was condemned to hell. In the natural man, I was condemned to hell. From if you was to look at me this morning, the way I was back then, you would have to say that he's going to hell. If you knew how I lived, if you knew that, I'm not talking about God's side of it, I'm talking about man's side of it. If you looked at me, if you looked at the way you lived, and I looked at you the way the life that you lived, each and every one of us this morning, if I looked at you the way God looks at you, if you looked at me the way God looks at me, I was condemned to hell.
Yeah.
I was already condemned. But the God of heaven pardoned me.
Yes.
It wasn't that I wasn't guilty, Brother Todd. I was guilty. And you were too. But he pardoned us. He set us free. He said that you don't have to pay that debt. That's what a pardon is. You don't have to pay for this. You're guilty. We know you're guilty. But you don't have to pay for that. You can go free. That's what the God of heaven did. He said, "Forgiveth all thine iniquities." We know that word all means all. All of them. Just in Adam, I was condemned. Just in Adam, I was condemned.
Yeah.
And you were too.
Oh, yeah.
But God forgave that.
Yes, sir.
In you.
Yes, sir.
God forgave that.
Yeah.
But never mind that. We've all sinned. We've all lied. We've all done wrong.
Yep.
And God saved it. He forgave every bit of it. Every bit of it. You think about that. Brother Keith, whenever I got saved, I was so happy to have a clean slate. All those things in my past were gone. In the sight of God, everything was gone from before that time.
Yes.
But I didn't understand in my mind that everything before that and past that and that's to come is all gone too.
That's right.
Every bit of it. If you choose to live in guilt of sin that you've committed since you've been saved, that's on you.
Yes.
That's not God of heaven. He ain't condemning you for it.
That's right.
You confess it, it's gone. But he said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? He didn't say that has forgiven. He didn't say that will forgive. He said forgiveth. That's a continual work. That's a continual work. That means, Brother Keith, that every day, that yesterday, God forgiveth. This morning, God forgiveth. 20 years ago, God forgiveth. 20 years from now, God forgiveth. And each and every day, God forgive. Because each and every day I need it. He's pouring that pardon out every day. I'm not talking about going living in sin. I'm not giving you excuse for that. Lord, no, we know that. Should we continue in sin that God, that grace should abound? God forbid. We know better than that. If you've truly been born again, you're going to have a desire for Him. You're going to have a desire for the things that's right.
Yes.
Are we going to still continue to sin? Yes. I'm going to fall short. You are too. But I'm not going to live in the same things I lived in. I'm not still going to continue in those same paths that I had. There are some things that God took away immediately. There are some things that God still has to deal with me on. And you too.
Yes.
If you'll be honest.
Yes.
But there's a lot of things that God just took away.
Yes.
Thank God for it.
Yes,
I'm glad I don't talk the same way that I used to. I'm glad I still don't drink out of the same fountain that I used to.
Right.
I'm glad I don't do a lot of things in this life that I used to do. But those are just things. Now more of it's in my heart that God has to do. He's cutting out. He's polishing off. My mouth. But we fall short every day. But God forgiveth. He's pardoning me. Every day. I know salvation is a completed work. In Him, it's complete.
Yeah.
In Him, it's you're saved to the uttermost. It's complete. Yeah. It's finished. I understand that. But in reality, every day I sin. And so reality, every day there has to be grace.
Yeah.
Has to be. But God pours it out. He says He forgiveth all thine iniquities. He said all thine iniquities. That's a blessing of God right there. Brother Todd, I'm so glad you're saved. I am. I'm glad. But I'm really glad that I'm saved. I'm glad He forgives your sins, Brother Aaron. But I'm really glad that He forgives my sins.
Yep.
He said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Everything. Every bit of it. And who healed all thine diseases. Who healeth all thine diseases. The word healeth means to mend, to cure, to make whole. Brethren, this morning we were sick in sin. There was no way we could get it cured.
That's right.
There's nothing I could do to stop sinning. There was nothing you could do to stop sinning. In the sight of man, I was dying from that. In Adam, I contracted the same thing that he had, sin. In him, I was going to die in sin. But the God of heaven healed me from that.
Yeah.
He heals all your diseases. It's talking about your soul's diseases. God is a great physician, and He can heal outwardly.
Yeah.
And He does heal outwardly, and I thank God for that. But here He's talking about on the inner man. He said, and healeth all thy diseases. In Isaiah 53, He said, surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. Brother Todd, this morning He was wounded because of your sin. He was wounded because of my sin. He took every one of those stripes for me, for you. He was bruised for our iniquities.
Yes, sir.
Was beat. It was because of my sin. It says the chastisement of our peace was upon Him.
Yeah.
What's chastisement mean? You chasing your children. You chasing somebody that's done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
My children do wrong, they got to get a whooping. God put my sin on Him.
Yes.
God the Father put your sin on Jesus Christ.
Right.
And then He took the punishment for you.
Yes, sir.
There had to be a payment for that sin, and He took it. The chastisement of our peace, the only way that you could get peace with God, there had to be a judgment, and that judgment had to come on Christ.
Yes, sir.
He said, and with His stripes we are healed.
That's it.
You were sick, brother. I was sick, brother.
Yes.
With His stripes we are healed.
Yes, sir.
With the precious blood of Christ. Him dying on the cross for my sin and for your sin. That's what healed me. That's what healed the sickness on the inside.
Yeah.
What a benefit of knowing Christ.
Amen.
All my sin's gone. All my sin is gone. All my iniquities, all those sin diseases.
Yeah.
I don't have to deal with that anymore.
No.
Yeah, I'm still in the flesh. Yeah, I still got a battle with some things. But that bondage to those things is gone.
Yeah.
In Christ, you can have victory over those things.
Yes, sir.
I don't always walk that way, and you don't either.
Help us, Lord.
But there's victory in Jesus Christ
today. That's it.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
He said, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? I got to hurry. He said, who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Redeemeth means to buy back.
Yes, sir.
That act of a kinsman redeemer.
Yes.
We talked about that this morning, brother. Yes. That act of plucking off your shoe and taking what was someone else's and buy it back.
Yes.
Something that was disgraced and in shame,
uh-huh.
But you bringing it back and giving it glory and honor.
Yes, sir.
The word redeemeth there means to deliver or to pay a ransom.
Right.
And the God of this world held me ransom, brother. Sin held me ransom. And Jesus Christ paid it.
Mm-hmm.
He bought me back. He redeemeth my life from destruction. What's that destruction there mean? Does that mean the grave? No, that's hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's everlasting destruction. That's the judgment of God. God redeemed me from the payment that I was going to have to pay.
Yeah.
There had to be a sacrifice for sin, and I couldn't justify it, those things. I couldn't be just in myself. I had to make a payment for it. And my payment wouldn't have been good enough. And the hell I would have went, because that's what I deserved. And that's what you deserved this morning. But God, He redeemed us. He bought me back.
Yeah.
Romans 3, verse 24, he said, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Being justified freely. It's a gift, brother. He gives it to you.
Yes.
Why? Because He loves you. I can't give you any other explanation other than the God of heaven loves you. And that's why He bought you back. That's why He chose to save you. That's why He chose in time to choose you out, to pay for your sins. In Ephesians 1, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where's your blessings from? In Christ Jesus.
That's right.
That's where you're getting your blessing from. If you are in yourself, God ain't blessing you in yourself. But He's blessing you because you're in Christ.
Yeah.
And He's in you. And that's why you got the blessings of God.
Yeah.
It says, according as He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. What a blessing. The God of heaven chose you, chose me. Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the purpose. That's the end goal.
That's it.
He's going to make His perfect, holy, and without blame in Him in love.
Mm-hmm.
Having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. What I read over in Job this morning. Whatever He wills, that's what He's going to do.
Yeah.
Is His will to save you, so that's why you're saved.
Yeah, don't will God. Yes,
you can't look at it any other way. He said, to the praise of the glory of His grace.
Yes.
It's all His.
Yes,
every bit of it. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved.
Amen.
In whom we have redemption.
Yes.
Through His blood. In whom? In Christ. That's in whom? In whom we have redemption through His blood.
Yes.
The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace.
Yes, sir.
You got forgiveness and you got redemption in His blood. You got forgiveness from your sins. Why, how is that? According to the riches of His grace.
Right.
It's all by the grace of God.
Yes.
Brother Keith, it ain't nothing you did this morning. It ain't nothing I'm going to do. It ain't nothing I've ever done. It ain't nothing you've ever done. But it's just a good blessing of God. It's just a good mercies of God. He chose us. He decided long before and eons of time that He wanted Joel Hyde.
That's right.
He wanted Keith Redmond. He wanted Robert Parker
to
be a child of the King.
Glad you're His will.
Just because He wanted to.
Yes, sir.
Todd Robinson, He wanted you.
Yes.
What a blessing this morning. What a benefit of knowing Christ this morning.
Yes, sir.
I wish I could have got further, but I get God knows what He wants.
Good.
And I hope it was a blessing to you this morning.
Sir.